Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
From New Orleans French Quarter, it's a special 5th anniversary edition of Today with Hoda
and Jenna. The fun starts right now. This is day 2 of our endless New Orleans party. Are you hoarse?
I've lost my voice and some of my dignity, but we're still here. We're celebrating our 5th anniversary live in front of the historic New Orleans Jazz Museum. It is an incredible, incredible visit, and we are having the best time.
We're having the best time, and it's mainly because of you guys, man.
That's
so
true.
Thank you all so much. Okay. However, you cannot come to New Orleans and not have some bling. It is impossible. So we are wearing, I think we should show these
off
a little.
Yeah, should we
show? Okay. 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 I got a bling top, and I got a little
New Orleans jacket.
Jenna's got a beautiful
poppies. In honor of my poppy. And
you know,
these
who's
are by,
responsible, yeah.
Yeah. There's only one person, the Queen of Sparkles. Her name is Jamie Glass Odom. She designed these for us.
Way to go.
And we want to say thank you, Jamie. And we're going to talk with her a little
later. We're going to talk to Jamie in a bit.
Can we also say hey?
We have two. Do you guys remember the two people who won the contest?
Yes.
Kelly and Jennifer, remember? They got to come here. Guess who are here?
Right there.
Kelly and Jennifer. Wait.
They're best friends.
Are y'all having fun?
So much fun.
What have you done?
Everything.
We have ate our way around the square.
And
the whole French Quarter. We ate at every restaurant. It was unbelievable.
By the way, we ran into y'all last night.
Yes, we did. We ate y'all late. Yes.
Yes,
we did. Fantastic.
And we still have our teeth.
Yes!
I lost mine, but I put in some fake ones. We want to say thank y'all for watching, and we love you.
Oh, we love you so much, guys.
Oh, and can I just say thank you?
Yes.
You are so nice. Like, you walk around, and you get beautiful things. Look at this jean jacket. Can you see it? Janice Pesh Princess.
How pretty is that?
Look at the back it says Today. By the way, we have to say thank you. We've gotten so many beautiful things from people who've come. You guys, thank you so much, and thank you for this.
I know. Y'all are creative.
You're very. We appreciate it.
Okay, if any of y'all are 90s kids like me, we've got some really good news. There is a reboot of Melrose Place in the works. Yeah. That's right.
Yep, Deadline is reporting this. Heather Locklear is coming back. Is that, can you believe that?
Yes.
Laura Layton is coming back. Daphne Zuniga is coming back.
All of these ladies. Okay, so there's no word yet when production starts, but it made us just remember those days of the great soapy drama.
Of like Dynasty.
90210.
Didn't you love, how are they going to do it?
I don't know, like.
What about Andrew Hsu? Is he going to come
back? I hope so. And do they all still live in that great Melrose apartment complex that was, they were all having affairs with each other?
Yes, it was juicy. Like,
none of them, I don't think, had kids. They just kept making out.
I think you're right. But we love that. We love a reboot. We're into a reboot.
We really love a reboot.
All right.
Okay, there's this other wellness trend, guys, that we're into.
Tell me if you guys could handle this.
It's hard.
Okay. So it's a new trend, and it's called the surprise benefits of speech fasting. So that means you don't speak a word until midday. Could you do that?
No.
Not this crowd. But there is something that
I could do it.
You know what? Jen and I both went to a retreat.
Yes.
And one of the things they have you do is from the moment you open your eyes until this was actually till the end of the day.
Yeah, one whole day.
One full day. You do not speak. You actually sit with people and you eat meals.
Yeah.
And nobody's talking.
Okay, I want us all to try this. Let's go home to our homes, to our parents, to our children, to our spouses and say, hey, honey, Henry, I know I've been gone for a couple days, but I got to try this new therapy called speech therapy, and I won't be able to talk to the kids. And actually, it'd be best if y'all didn't talk to me until noon and see how that goes over.
You know what? Now it's sounding appealing. But there actually actually is something about when you don't talk, you actually have to sit with your thoughts for a second. Because I think sometimes, you know, when I talk a lot, it's because I'm like, I'm filling air. Yeah, I don't want to get to whatever the thing is that maybe needs to get talked about. But I do think there is something about that. Even if you just sit for 30 minutes in the morning and just be quiet. Yeah.
Well, what we realized is that, and I'll speak for both of us.
Yes, because we're a couple.
I don't think there was,
we are.
I don't think there was one day in my entire life, because I had a twin sister, that I was silent.
Yeah.
Like, I just have been talking like this since the moment I came out. And probably you too.
Me too.
So to be silent for a minute felt so good.
First, it's awkward because you're with people and everyone's kind of making eye contact hey.
Yes.
But anyway, it's supposed to help your blood pressure. It's supposed to help, like, physically. It actually is supposed to do some things to your body.
Okay, I'm going to try it.
Okay.
All right, y'all. So New Orleans, of course, is known for its incredible food. In fact, we've eaten so much that I might explode.
Okay, there's a real special place here. It's called the New Orleans Culinary Hospitality Institute, known as NOCI.
Okay.
And it teaches some of the best food stars of tomorrow.
So when they heard that it was our anniversary, they wanted to do something super special for us. So let's see. I think they made us a cake. Wow.
Wait, what?
That is beautiful.
What are you talking? Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. This cake is enormous.
Thank you.
Jenna, you want me to pass that over? Jenna, here's a piece.
Oh, my gosh.
Will you tell us about this gorgeous cake?
This is beautiful.
So it's a vanilla funfetti cake with vanilla buttercream.
Are you?
Oh my gosh.
Danae Reddick?
I am.
Look at Danae. Chef Danae, we should call.
Chef Danae, this is the best cake
I've ever tasted. Thank you so much.
Now, Kristen Laws, you're graduating.
Yes.
How do you feel? What's next for you?
Honestly, I'm thinking about going to Chocolatier Road.
Chocolatier, let's go. How amazing is that? You guys are so kind. Thank you.
This is insane.
Thank you so much.
How did you come up with this?
So I pulled all my inspiration from the logo itself. Mm-hmm. I really like to work with color.
Right.
So this was really fun for me.
Remember when I just said if I eat anything else, I'll explode? Yeah. I didn't know it would be this good.
Well, cake calories don't count.
Cake calories don't count.
No.
We thank you guys so much.
This was
awesome. Congrats. I know you have a group of friends here who are here.
Thank you, guys.
We see you right over there. It's good to see you guys.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Coming up next, Jen and I are going to check out the food scene.
Oh, my God. But one of the best things about New Orleans is, of course, the food. It is a melting pot of different cultures and flavors coming together to create a unique Southern cuisine.
And since we love to eat, we wanted to check out some of the hottest restaurants in the city. And let me tell you, they did not disappoint. Check it out. Okay, New Orleans is known for all the great food.
Yes.
Crawfish.
Yes.
Red beans and rice.
Yes.
Etouffee.
Yes.
But There's something that's more modern.
Yes.
New Orleans is being known for. It's a fusion of flavors.
Oh, I love that.
It's all the things.
It's the different cultures coming together for deliciousness.
Our first stop, Dakar Nola.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
How beautiful is this?
Do you feel transported?
I do.
Welcome to our
home. Hi, Sari. This restaurant and its amazing chef has a long list of accolades. Among them, a current James Beard Award finalist for Best New Restaurant. Chef Zareen Mabey serves a prefix menu of modern Senegalese cuisine.
When I first moved to New Orleans about 8 years ago, I quickly realized that this place really reminded me of my home where I grew up in Senegal. And so over the past years, I just really wanted to cook food that I grew up eating.
And just for us, he whipped up his take on shrimp and grits.
This is incredible.
Mm.
The perfect amount of spice.
It's crazy. No.
Did you taste how coconutty and beautiful that
I'm
is?
I'm in heaven. Ooh. We're like in a clean plate club.
Yeah, is it embarrassing that we're going to eat the whole thing?
Food has the power to change someone's day from bad to good, from good to great. And when people come in our establishment, I'm emotional even saying this, we really want to make them feel like they're in our home.
It's like feeding the soul. That's really what you do.
Yeah.
Next up, Sun Chong in the French Quarter.
How are you?
33-year-old Larry Murrow named his corner eatery after his grandmother, Sun Chong.
Hi, Larry.
Grandmother and grandson. We love this. At 22, the entrepreneur opened his first restaurant. But for him, Sun Chong is deeply meaningful.
This is Sun Chong.
It says, 당신사랑합니다 underneath.
That means I love you.
It means I love you in Korean, yeah. But that's the way me and my grandmother greet each other.
What makes it unique, the food here?
But we're not just a Korean restaurant. We're like an Asian Cajun, right?
So it's
like,
Asian Cajun.
On today's menu, beef bulgogi and gumbo dumplings.
Who knew that a gumbo and a dumpling could make a baby this delicious?
This is the bulgogi. This is one of my childhood favorites right here.
Oh my gosh, that is
no,
so good.
No, that may be one of the best bites I've had.
And is this your recipe?
Yeah.
Yep, that's my grandma's recipe.
How amazing is this?
Mm-hmm. You found something that's one level up. When I come to New Orleans, I thought, that's as good as it gets.
Turns out it gets better.
For our final stop, we came to party with Chef Sofina Uong and a restaurant, Mr. Mao.
Your restaurant smells like heaven. Is that what people say when they walk in?
Yes.
A spicy heaven.
We meld flavors from India, Southeast Asia, Mexican.
And yes. We have something in common. We both love cats. You love your cat so much that this is named after your late cat.
Yes.
You have a nice framed picture of
May
Mr.
he
Mao.
Rest in peace.
The Cambodian-American grew up in California and is a self-taught chef. Today, Chef Uong prepared a seafood feast.
We have some mussels with salsa verde.
Look at that.
Oysters.
Wait, I can't.
No,
there's so much to take in.
I want
in.
To. The fact that there's a cat on my cocktail, I've never been happier. Meow.
This restaurant's about community, isn't it?
Let's bring up well, everybody.
Come on, crew. We got a whole table full of goodies.
Oh. Okay, yeah. So I have just grab it and then just pop it in.
Just pop it in.
Wow, this is a great way to cap it off.
Cheers!
Yeah! Larry Morrow is with us along with his grandmother, Sun Chong, Chef Sofina Uong, and Chef Serene Bay, and we want, you guys brought dessert because it wasn't enough?
Wow. I mean, we have to say, all of our restaurants are incredible. Larry, you say this cheesecake is kind of inspired by your grandma. Tell us what this is.
So it's a matcha cheesecake. Matcha. Reason why we chose matcha, because, you know, South Korea has some of the finest matcha. So we wanted to infuse matcha into a cheesecake.
We can share that your grandma can have one. And we should say your mother is also a chef.
And she's amazing.
And she's one of the most beautiful women we've ever seen, too. She's incredible. Mm.
Oh, my God.
Y'all, oh my God. I'm sorry. We want to share. It's so good.
I feel bad. I feel bad. Bad.
Okay.
I promise you.
Wait, how do you say I love you again?
Sarahamira.
Chang Sing Salahabida. We got you.
Wow, good job.
You're welcome.
Sofina, okay, your restaurant, you threw a party.
Thanks,
we had a blast. What is this lovely thing?
This is a royal nectar sherbet, falooda. So it's an Indian dessert.
Beautiful.
You need to pour the milk into it.
Oh, you pour milk in.
So what kind of milk is this?
This is a hibiscus milk.
Wow.
There's some local Ponchatoula strawberries.
This is gorgeous.
Yeah.
By the way, your restaurant is so, so much fun.
Wow. It had such a vibe.
Yeah.
And it was, our crew is still talking about it. Hang on.
Is that chia?
That looks good.
It's chia and there's little noodles.
Chia and noodles?
Yes.
With ice cream and
rose.
Milk?
Yes.
Who knew?
Noodles and milk is a delicious combination.
All right. Yummy.
Shireen.
All right.
Hey, we can't. Stop eating. We have a problem.
How you guys doing?
How are you?
You're amazing.
You cooked us something really lovely.
Yeah. My mic is. I guess,
that's all right.
So I have a beautiful.
It's a beautiful cake.
My own take on pecan pie.
Okay.
So instead of using pecan, we use this grain called chakri, which is a grain that I grew up eating a lot in Senegal. Mm-hmm. And we have some lovely strawberries coming from Ponchatoula. We did some strawberry compost. Along with that, we have some lovely crunch, some rice, and some quinoa. Just to give a little bit more crunchy element to the dessert. It's delicious, right?
Oh my gosh.
I can't fake it.
You can't fake it. None of y'all can.
Can't fake it. We're in New Orleans, baby.
None of y'all can.
Thank you for hosting us.
We got some towel for you.
Thank you. And you guys, if you are coming to New Orleans, check out all of these restaurants.
You must.
They're the best of the best. Mm-hmm. And to get any of these recipes, head to today.com/food.
All right, coming up next, the Queen of Sparkles takes fashion from ordinary to extraordinary right after this.
Oh my God, that is insane.
At Founders Brewing Company, we set out to create a beer that lets you embrace the unconventional. Mortal Bloom is a radiantly beautiful, hazy IPA that will wrap your taste buds with intense citrus and tropical notes of pineapple and mango. Coming in at 6.2% ABV with big aromatics and no bitterness, it's the perfect beer. if we do say so ourselves. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find Mortal Bloom Hazy IPA.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
To meet the woman behind these sparkles.
We sure do. Jamie Glass Odom is a Louisiana native bringing sparkles back, although I don't think they went anywhere. She's going to show us how to add some glitz into our everyday wardrobes. But first, let's check out her story.
When it comes to style that shimmers and shines, designer Jamie Glass Odom is considered royalty. Known as the Queen of Sparkles, this Baton Rouge local is the founder of the clothing brand of the same name. Her dazzling designs have been worn by celebrities like JoJo Siwa, LSU women's basketball coach Kim Mulkey, and she has thousands of people showing off her outfits on social media.
How adorable is this set?
I feel like $1 million in this outfit.
But before her reign in the fashion industry, Jamie worked as a petroleum engineer at Chevron, which required her to wear fire-resistant clothing. The suits, often made for men, were ill-fitting on women. So Jamie designed her own clothes for the job and even started a side hustle, selling the stylish and practical looks under the brand name Hot Work. In 2020, Jamie left engineering and safety suits behind to pursue fun fashion full-time, launching Queen of Sparkles in 2021. Her brand is now sold in 1,500 stores nationwide.
Great. Wow. Jamie, we're so happy you're here and that you made us look so sparkly. Can you first tell us a little inspiration behind our looks?
Well, I wanted to bring your favorite things to life. I know your favorite city
is New Orleans.
Is New Orleans. Who is your favorite daughter?
Oh, no. I have two favorite daughters.
Is that a bonus?
One of them is Poppy.
One of them is not a flower, so we did Poppy on your sweater.
By the way, and we talk about yours for a second, because you made yours the Five of Hearts. Because of our five-year anniversary. You're so cute.
Yes.
You're so cute.
Now, where does Queen of Sparkles come from, the name?
It was my nickname when I was an engineer, as you saw before. I was working in Houston. I was decked out in sparkles watching an LSU football game. Uh-huh. And in the bathroom, a little girl said, "Excuse me, are you the Queen of Sparkles?" And I said, "I'm going to make that my Instagram handle." And that was 2013, and
here
11 years
are.
Later.
Let's get started. Can we look at,
Let's get models.
Let's bring out Ashley.
Yes.
And let's figure out how Ashley's incorporating sparkles into her look. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. You know, yes. So, you know, sparkles have made a comeback on the red carpet, but you can wear sparkles every day, I think. And Ashley's got a good example of that. She's also showing that you can stick to one key piece, but you can add in non-sparkly elements to have a whole look if you're not, you know, trying to sparkle all the way.
So like the jean jacket kind of makes it every day,
exactly.
Right?
It's the same color as the background of the dress, like a tonal look, so the sparkles really stand out. We pulled out the red color with the shoes.
She's so
cute,
I love it, Ashley.
Looking good, okay. Ashley. Thank you, Ashley.
Our next model is Dara.
Yeah.
And what makes... Okay, this is a real look.
It's my favorite.
Tell us about this look, and could you wear this every day?
Yeah, well, first of all, if you haven't guessed, I love a theme.
Yeah.
So she is hailing a cab in New York City, and this is a complete set. It's a whole outfit. So she could wear it again with jeans. She can wear that top with just a bodysuit in the summer.
Yeah.
It's 10 outfits in one. And yeah, she can wear it, and you can pass it down from generation to generation, pull it out on your New York trip.
Yeah, I like that idea of getting sets that can be mixed and matched.
I love it. I love the shoes and the bag you picked, too. It's like a perfect combo.
Yeah, she's a city girl.
All right. Lastly, we've got a mother-daughter duo. We got Priya and Sia.
Yeah.
Oh my God, how cute. They're adorable.
Yeah. Their look.
We wanted to showcase how if you want to match your little, if you haven't guessed, kids love sparkles too. And if you want to match your little, but not exactly, you kind of have a coordinating, you know, Priya here has beads and sequins while Sia has the big jewels. The color pink kind of ties it all together. They're just a happy couple.
Oh my God.
A happy family.
So cute. The cutest, cutest
mother, daughter.
I love that.
Let's see all about. By the way, such cute looks. We want to say thank you.
Jamie, I wanted to say our police officer over here, Heidi, said, if it don't sparkle, it don't make sense.
If it don't sparkle, it don't make sense.
That was a perfect way to end.
We're going to have to send Heidi some sweatshirts.
She's going
to
get some.
Jamie, we're so happy with everything you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Coming up next, y'all, the talented young ladies of the St. Mary's Academy Marching Band. Right after this. Nothing better than the sound of a marching band filling the streets with energy and music.
For one local all-girls high school, music is also the key to breaking down barriers. And our good friend Karen Swenson got the chance to sit down with the St. Mary's Academy Cougars marching band.
They are amazing. Yeah, you did. And these young ladies who are under a new female band director are proving that when giving the opportunity, girls really can rule this world. Take a look.
Music has always been the soul of the Big Easy.
When you hear the New Orleans sound, the bands, the culture, it draws everybody in.
For the all-girls St. Mary's Academy Cougars marching band, music has taken on a new purpose, to empower the next generation of young women.
Music has made me the person I am today.
And it's a story that's making headlines.
When you tell people you're from St. Mary's and they're like, oh my God, are you in the band? And I'm like, yeah, I'm in the band.
That pride of being a Cougar stems from the leadership of 27-year-old band director Rainice Creighton.
This is an era of girl power. And you guys are central to it here in New Orleans.
I tell them all the time that they are inspiring other young girls, other African-American girls who are just like them. Band is the best place to learn life lessons. You learn discipline, you learn how to help each other, teamwork, team building.
Rainice knows a thing or two about making music. She first joined St. Mary's Academy Band as a seventh grade student back in 2009.
The female band director at the time when I came to St. Mary's, she mentioned to me, have you ever thought about playing tuba? And I was just like, I am now. I like to prove a lot of people wrong and let them know that females can also raise the standard. There is no gender specific when it comes to playing the instruments.
And she continues to raise the standard as band director, doubling the membership to 49 girls. All since last January.
You talk about recruiting. Sound like a coach. You say band is a sport.
You can't just wake up one day and decide to march in a parade for 4 hours and think that you're going to survive.
Is it hard to march for that long, carrying instruments like this?
It's kind of like a mind thing, you know, when you're like, after 2 hours of marching, I'm not even like thinking about how bad my arm is hurting.
Leading the charge is drum major Gibby Stokes.
She definitely takes the initiative. You have to showcase what it means to have discipline, dedication, and style. A couple of girls really this year, they were saying things like, I want to go to that school. I want to march for that band. I want to go there. And so hearing that, that's the difference that I'm making. And that's the difference that the girls are making.
For junior Sierra Lewis and Judea Doki, Rainice's mentorship has been transformative.
We have a connection with Miss Creighton because she was in this band. So it's like sisterhood, the sisterhood of the school.
Does she make you believe that you too can do anything that you aspire?
Yeah.
Miss
Creighton,
when I hear Miss Creighton, it makes me think like I have a voice as well because it's somebody before us that's done it, so I can do it too.
And their time in the band is also helping build their futures.
Last year, correct me if I'm wrong, every single senior went to college and you had $10 million worth of scholarships.
Yes, ma'am. That is our goal, to send our girls to college and make sure that they get a full ride.
And it's just the beginning to measure the impact this band is making, one drumbeat at a time.
In terms of representation on the parade route, in 5-10 years, do you think you'll be the only all-girl band out there?
There'll possibly be more, but we'll know where it started.
Are they not the greatest ambassadors for the city of New Orleans?
Amazing.
And every one of their seniors got into school last year, and you heard it, $10 million in scholarships. So many of them band-driven.
Yes. Wow. It's incredible. And band director Rainice Creighton is here right now with members of the St. Mary's Academy Cougars marching band.
By the way, there's something, there's some special sauce that you're adding onto this group, because there are a lot of bands and a lot of clubs kids can join, but they choose band.
Yes.
Because of something you're doing.
It's the passion. It's the passion for the dedication, the discipline, the style that we have, implementing the values and just showing them that, like I said, you can have an outlet through music and using it to just as a source of freedom and expression.
That's brilliant.
And one of the things that's so amazing about this show today is that our house band, while we've been here, we like to say that the original Panette's Brass Band, several of their members actually went to this school and played in the band there.
Yes, and it just shows how strong our legacy is and still how the inspiration for the female brass bands or the female bands, period, can carry out throughout the city of New Orleans.
Rainice, you're amazing. Thank you, thank you,
for everything
thank
that you're of doing.
Of course, thank you so thank much you. For having us.
All right.
And coming up next, you'll have a hidden gem right in the heart of the French Quarter.
Meet the bartender shaking up the cocktail scene at Jewel of the South after this.
All right, it wouldn't be a Friday in New Orleans without a cocktail. So we've called up one of the town's most famous bartenders to help out.
We're talking about Chris Hanna from the Jewel of the South. It's an old cottage turned cocktail lounge. It's become a renowned hotspot. It is a James Beard finalist for Outstanding Bar, and we got the man himself here. Chris, how are you?
Awesome.
So wait, what makes a good cocktail? What do you think?
What makes a good cocktail for me is the balance.
The balance.
The balance of the cocktail. You're going to choose your spirit, the hero of the cocktail. You're going to go boozy and stirred or refreshing with some citrus. Ooh. And either way, there's a formula for the balance.
Okay, so Chris, there's a lot of bars in New Orleans.
I know.
They're known for their bars, but we've heard yours might be the best.
Yeah.
It's an honor. There are a lot of bars. Very proud of our team. We do a really good job on St. Louis Street.
But so what makes it different, though? Why is it a James Beard finalist, do you think?
You know, Jewel of the South is a lovely Creole cottage.
Yeah.
On St. Louis, edge of the French Quarter. Mm-hmm. Our cocktail program follows our culinary program. You know, it's very creative. We kill the classics. You have to get a classic, please come to Jewel of the South. But we have very creative staff behind the bar.
Okay, amazing. Right. What are we making today? It looks pretty.
Well, today we actually have a very special cocktail.
Okay.
It's not any cocktail. It's actually a cocktail made in honor of your 5-year anniversary.
Oh, that's sweet.
I like it.
What's the name of it?
So it's not just a cocktail just for today. It's actually called the Ahoda and Jenna.
Wow.
Jenna?
And here we are.
Okay.
But you mean what not for today? Are you putting it on your menu?
Actually, it's going to be for the entire weekend if you're in New Orleans.
Oh, if you're in New Orleans,
okay,
don't
you go show
to
us how to make it. Watch it. We'll sip you make.
Awesome. All right. Well, to start, we have three.
Hoda and Jenna the Hoda and Jenna. Mm.
You like? Oh, good, good, good.
Hey, so you got some raspberries?
Yeah, three raspberries.
Okay, three
sprigs of lime.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know you guys like vodka, but we're going to use gin.
Okay.
I normally don't like gin, but I like it in this.
I like this one.
Think
a
of
lot.
It as the first flavored vodka.
Okay.
In the world. So 1 ounce.
First flavor of gin. Vodka in the world.
1 ounce of gin.
Okay.
You're going to love the botanicals.
Okay.
And then we're going to lower the proof with some dry vermouth.
Vermouth, okay.
3/4 ounce of the dry vermouth.
Wow.
It's going to add some aromics as well. And then
is that lime juice?
We're going to freshen up with lime juice.
Okay.
Yeah, lemon juice would be alkaline.
Look at that. Look how much.
Three quarter ounce. And then to balance it, again, we're talking about balance.
Yeah.
A little syrup.
1/2 ounce of little simple syrup, 1 to 1, syrup. Sugar to water.
And then, how beautiful.
Excellent. And then we're going to shake it here.
Have some ice.
Actually, you guys are going to shake it.
I mean,
you guys like to have fun with that.
You know what? Hoda should shake it. Hoda's a great shaker.
I'll shake it.
There we are. Get a nice seal.
Don't ruin your queen of sparkles.
Yeah, that's an awesome outfit.
Let's go. Shake it, shake it. Shake it, shake it.
I got it. You know what? Okay, now you do it.
She can't. She can shake. She can't open.
Just a little more. Just a little more. And then we're going to double strain because we have little pieces of lovely raspberry in there.
Okay.
That looks beautiful.
So you double strain it and pour it right over the cup.
Look at that peak.
Wow.
And sparkly just for us. Well, thank you so much, Chris. Can we say
Chris.
Cheers?
Yeah. Cheers to 5 years, Chris.
Cheers to 5 years into New Orleans.
Food, scan that QR code, and if you're in New Orleans, make sure you visit Chris. Go to Jewel of the South and try that cocktail. It's called the Hoda and Jenna this weekend.
If it's popular, will you leave it on for the whole year till we come back next year?
Sure.
Maybe. That was a maybe. Okay, then we'll be back right after this.
More!
More! More! More!
We want to give a big, big thank you to our sponsor, New Orleans Company, for helping us celebrate our anniversary.
And can we just thank all of you for being here with us? We will see you back in New York on Monday.
Party on,
y'all. Thanks, New Orleans.
We love you.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. That's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.